with Brock and Hunter.
Yeah, dude. You know, dude.
7:41. Good morning, Brock, Hunter.
What's up, man?
All right, let's get to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. Who is hiring? Starting careers today. Special-Lite.com. Amazing starting pay. Killer benefits. Room to grow. Special-Lite.com. Right here, Southwest Michigan. Your topic for today. So I'm going to give you a quick little explanation on why we picked this. So apparently if you play 8 years in the majors, Major League Baseball, you get a gold card. And that gives you, and a guest, free admission to any MLB game for the rest of your life.
That's pretty awesome.
It's pretty awesome.
Pretty
sweet. You know, you put 8 years in, which eight's kind of a weird number that they would do. All right, you got to do
eight.
It's kind of
weird, but you know what? You paid your dues.
Yeah.
You deserve that card.
So that got us thinking, what would you want a gold card for? All right, like, hey, here's my gold card. Bingo, bango, bongo. You're all set to go. All right? Gold card. Doesn't matter.
I got two of them.
What's that?
I got two of them, and I really try to think about this one. I try to think, you know, let's be a little realistic here, all right?
Okay.
You can get a gold card for anything.
Yeah. Gold card for hand jibbers from supermodels. Yeah, exactly. Gotcha. Okay.
First one, gas. Old gas card.
Damn it, that's a good answer.
You just pull up to any gas station, throw that thing into the machine, fill up, you're out. Ah!
Guy comes out, sir, you need to pay at gold card. Gas gold card.
You know what, that golden gas card, you know what days I live for? When gas prices skyrocket and everybody's talking about it. Have you seen the prices?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Is it not me?
Gold card, baby. Gold gas card. What's up?
Smoking a cigar.
What's up? All right. Great answer. Okay.
All right. Hear me out on my second one. This might be better. Casino. Gold card for the casino, because you know what that means.
You're really thinking out of the box here. I'm impressed.
That's free money. You just keep playing until you win.
Here's the only thing. And again, I guess I didn't set up the rules on this, so it's no holes bar.
Now there's rules. Come on, you can't do that. You're making up rules now. You were that kid.
I mean, that's fine. Or does it get you like at to any table? Like, I mean, I don't know. Like, how does that work? Maybe like
you get a gold card. You walk into the effing casino and you put it in anything you want.
He's been here for 30.
And you get to pull the lever or play.
Been here for 36 days straight. He hasn't won yet. Can we just give him some money so he goes? I don't know. Yeah. I do like, you really thought out of the box on those. I'm fairly impressed. Yeah. My gold cards. I love your answer. So the first one would be I'd have a gold card for like fishing and hunting licenses. As much as I love supporting the DNR, obviously, and that's by buying those licenses, that's how we do that. And we have all the nice boat launch, yada, yada. I would have a gold card so I could just, you know.
They're like $26 a year.
I am cheap, Hunter. When are you going to realize this, okay?
That's your answer? You could use a gold card. I said free gas for life, free money where they get in. I'll pay for your damn fishing license.
Mine's realistic, Hunter, okay? All right, I just want
to. Very realistic. Extremely real.
Sorry that I'm a realist, Hunter. I'm not making up crazy things like you. All right.
You're the guy there, too. Like, as much as you fish, like, maybe I should just do the day pass.
You know, I should probably. I don't want to pay the full.
You know you're going tomorrow.
I don't want to do the full thing. Wait, so when's is this 24 hours? Like, if I buy it at noon, does it go till noon tomorrow? And the other one, I do a gold card for groceries. How about that? Gold card for groceries.
But you should have just let off of groceries. And
I had one realistic one and one dreaming one. All right,
dude, that'd be awesome.
Or what about just a gold card for the clearance aisle at Walmart? That's it. That's right. Anything I want from there.
You don't need anything else. Dude, imagine that though. Gold card for groceries. So, have you ever done this? I don't think I've ever done this. You look at the wife. Hey, you grab a cart too. Hell no, we're like, hey, grab the small cart so we don't pile the whole store into one big.
Kiki tries to do that to me all the time. She's like, well, look, we can split up and we can. I'm like, no, I don't trust
really?
You.
Really?
I don't trust you because here's the thing.
Is she filthy rich?
No, so it's something like she wants to get it done quicker. And my mind is, you're going to not find the best deals.
Guys walk in with a list.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You have to. Do you guys go in, no list?
Dude, yeah.
What is wrong with you two?
See, what we do though is we're not like your weekly shopper. Like every Monday, we're gonna go to the store and get milk and cookies. You know? No, we go like once a month, dude, and just we throw down.
Oh, dude, you are giving me anxiety right now. This is
I know, and we always buy way too much.
Exactly. What are you guys doing?
Yeah. I know exactly. I know exactly what I'm doing.
It makes me, like, I'm angry right works. Now. I'm angry right now. You're just aimlessly walking around grocery stores.
I need that grocery gold card more than you do.
Jesus. Before you go grocery shopping next time, let me put a list together. Because you're an adult. You're a 36-year-old man, and you're just walking randomly through grocery stores.
Here's why I don't like the list. This is why your list is trash. Is because you don't organize a list by how the aisles go. So now I'm going to get milk. Oh, I got to go over here and get some meat, which is on the other side. Got to go back to the bread aisle. It's all the way. If you just go up and down, you know what you need. You know what you get.
You know what you do is you just go up and down, and then as you grab stuff, you check it. Dude, you would be blown away how efficient I am, okay? I go in, I turn right, I go to clearance, all right? Then I cut up, I go through outdoors, go through fishing and all that stuff. Then I cut through, usually go through clothes, see if there's anything in the clearance rack on the clothes. Right. Then I go to the back. You start with
you. Imagine you walking in through Walmart right now.
You go through to the dairy stuff. All right, you get your cottage cheese, your sour cream, your milk.
Hey, you're just gonna skip the arts and crafts aisle. Aren't you gonna go through there and look around?
I don't. Sometimes I swing by the magazines to see if there's any new In Fisherman or anything like that. But look, and how it works when you go past the magazines and then you cut left. Then you will go past this little clearance end aisle that has some food that's usually clearance stuff and everything.
That one out, dude.
And then you swing over, and then you start in the dairy, and then you just work your way through. I am so angry with you that you go to the grocery store without a list. Like, that bothers me. That bothers me a lot.
Yeah, just saying. Yeah.
It's more. I'm more upset that
you walk out of there with an empty wallet.
I'm more upset that you've brought your wife into this now. All right, she seems like a pretty level-headed young lady, and now you're bringing her into your world of chaos and no list. Unbelievable.
I think she's more on your side on this one. Honestly, she gets mad when I do that.
Oh, let's just go walk around aimlessly and just whatever. If we like it, we'll buy. Unbelievable, Hunter. All right, we got to take a break.
You feel like a baller though. Yeah, you walk through the aisle just
not afterwards. You don't. Yeah, you got a stock fridge, but you're broke for the month. Then, good God. All right, anyway, let's take a break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What would you want a gold card for? We got some great answers. We're going to hear yours when we come back. Stick around. Morning Macho Man with you here. Here we go. So macho, bro.
Macho Man,
So macho, bro. I got a gold card for being macho. That's right.
So what? Got a Chromecast recently.
Yeah.
And in the Chromecast, you can change like to where your Chromecast goes to sleep. It'll just do like pictures of mountains, kind of like a background screensaver kind of a thing.
Yeah.
But you can put your own photos, through Google Photos. So you can kind of have like a makeshift picture frame going on in your house if you got a Chrome stick or Chromecast, I should say. I had some pictures back in the day, dude, where I was a little bit bigger, like 200 pounds plus. One of my buddies was over and he's like, dude, you were fat.
Yeah.
Look at you.
You were a fatty. You were. You're jolly.
I was a little tubby back then, dude.
You had some tub on you, man. You had that baby fat. Yep.
Kind of miss it.
Little fatty.
Kind of miss it.
Yeah. You big fatty. Anyway, we got to get to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. What would you want a gold card for? All right. Get you in anything. Get you whatever you want. We got some great answers on Facebook. Nicole said NASCAR.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be
any NASCAR race you wanted to.
Because NASCAR's not cheap, dude. That's not cheap to go to. Rebecca.
You've never been to a NASCAR race. You've been to that one, but they didn't get to race.
No, they
right?
didn't get to race. No, the race. So the one that I got, I've been to other races before, but I guess I shouldn't say like an official NASCAR race. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, it was funny. They all got started, and then the rain would come in again, and then they cleared off, and then eventually said, all right, we're going to cancel it. We got to go. So, but
I think a lot of people that don't go to NASCAR races, I don't understand NASCAR. I don't get it. And then you go to one of those races, and you're like, oh, okay.
I get it now. Yeah.
That's why you like
makes
it.
Sense. Makes sense. Makes sense, for sure.
Horsepower.
Let's see. Rebecca had a good one. She would have a gold card for plane tickets for first class all over the world. Smart.
A good one.
Smart.
Especially of the time, and you could travel, time and money.
Yeah, I like it. Matt said museums, aquariums, and zoos. That's a good answer. I like that. You could have a gold card, and you get it because, again, a lot of them are free, but a lot of them are expensive. You can go out there,
recently went to the Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago.
Fun time, man. Good time.
It was a great time. It really was, man. There's a bunch of museums in Chicago you can go to.
Yeah, very good, Hunter. There is. Did you just figure that out?
There is, if you didn't know.
What about this? Actually, real quick, too, going back to that, when I was a tour guide in a cave, so I was a tour guide at a cave near where I grew up, and because I was that tour guide, I did get a free pass into any cave in the United States. I don't know where it's at. I lost it, but that was pretty cool.
Hey, when you got a free pass to any cave, was it just some guy saying, here's a pass, just walk deep into a cave
Fine anywhere. It doesn't matter. Oh, okay, cool. And never come back, you piece of... let's see. Taylor wants a gold card to the Chicago White Sox. Melissa said concerts. That's a good gold card to have. Free concerts.
Any concert.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd save a bunch of money, man. Then you could have all that extra money to buy the ridiculously expensive concert tees and beers that are there. What about a gold card to breweries?
Ooh.
Right? You get into any brewery, like, oh, no, it's fine. Gold card. I'm just going to go in here and drink for a while. Take a nap.
How about bar? Can we make it more general?
Like just bars? Like a gold card to bar? I like that.
A brewery is kind of a bar, right? No? Yeah. A bar, brewery, bar.
I mean, some of them do have little bar areas, but if you're just saying bars in general, but most bars are...
just imagine anywhere you went, Brock, you could walk up. Buy it around for everybody. Let's go.
So this is a gold card to buy beers or booze at the bars. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I like that. Like a gold card to any nightclub? So you don't have to pay the fee at the door? I don't know.
That's not bad.
Yeah, but honestly,
how many nightclubs? When's the last time you went to a
nightclub? Exactly. That's like the last thing I want to do is go to a nightclub. I got this gold card. It's worthless. I'm never going.
How about this one? This is a good one for any golfers out there, any golf course.
Oh, that's a great answer. Golf course, gold card
to any. Dude, yeah. I'd go right to Augusta. Ever going to Georgia, Brock?
All these golfers just oh great! There's white trash pieces of garbage are here back God, on
look
here.
Look at the divots. Yeah,
this is terrible, man. He drove right on the green. This is awful, man. This guy out of here. He brought his own golf cart.
Big knobby tires.
All right, we're gonna take a break. We got more Brock and Hunter coming up. Stick around.